This is Fresh Air. The 1980s may have been the Al Franken decade, but the 90s belonged to Stuart Smalley. Al Franken has been associated with Saturday Night Live for many years as a writer, performer, and co-producer. Over the past few years on the show, he's been satirizing the recovery movement through his character Stuart Smalley. Smalley is a caring nurturer who is addicted to 12-step programs and dispenses advice on how to keep a positive attitude. I spoke with Franken last year after he finished his book of Stuart's daily affirmations and created an audio tape of his guided visualizations. They're both called I'm Good Enough, I'm Smart Enough, and Doggone It, People Like Me.
I'm going to do a great guided visualization tape, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Hello, I'm Stuart Smalley, and welcome to You're Good Enough, You're Smart Enough, and Doggone It, People Like You, a healing journey through the dysfunctional forest and other guided visualizations. It's a long title, but that's okay. It's appropriate. Now, before we go any further in this tape, I do want to start with a little warning. Guided visualizations are powerful stuff, and hopefully the visualizations on this tape will transport the you inside of you, or whatever, and free that inside person to be the best you inside of you that you can be. But I think I would be remiss if I did not tell you that I am not a licensed therapist, and while I am being paid to do this, I am not a professional in the therapeutic sense. And I do worry that I will misuse this power and really screw somebody up, you know, accidentally. So, while the whole point is to relax and surrender yourself to the tape so that you can be transported to a healing place, just keep an eye out and you know, if you're beginning to freak or something, you know, just pull out. Okay, I'm beginning to think this was a mistake, the warning. The whole point is to feel safe, and I think this is just scaring people. Can we cut the tape?
Why don't we start with you running through some of the many 12-step programs that Stuart Smalley has been in?
Okay, Stuart is in five. OA, because he's powerless over food, and it's Overeaters Anonymous. Al-Anon, first ACOA, I guess, Adult Children of Alcoholics. As Stuart says, my father is an active alcoholic, a big stinking drunk. And he's in Al-Anon, which is for family members of alcoholics. Thanks again, Dad. Then he's in Debtors Anonymous. I'm a anorexic spender. I have difficulty spending money on myself, as you can see from this sweater. I'm sorry, this is radio. And he is in CODA, which is Codependence Anonymous. It covers a lot of the same area, you know, material as Al-Anon. And I get more out of Al-Anon. But, you know, if you get more out of CODA, good. Good for you. Whatever.
Now, how did you come up with the kind of whiny voice that you use for the character?
You know, the voice, it's funny. Sometimes when you write something, it comes with a voice, and this just did. And I don't know why exactly, other than maybe there are a few people. I actually belong to one of those groups. I belong to an anonymous fellowship for friends and family members of drunks or recovering alcoholics, too. And I think there were a number of people in rooms that I've met who sort of remind me of Stuart. And I guess the reason I came up with Stuart and the way he is that one of the great things I learned going to this fellowship is that I can learn stuff from people who I never in a million years thought I could. And so I sort of deliberately made Stuart pretty, pretty silly and lame in a lot of ways, but very kind of courageous and sweet and vulnerable in his own way.
I think that's one of the things I really love about the character, is that you do kind of have it both ways. You know, it's like really funny and you're really mocking the character. And at the same time, you could tell you have a real kind of affection and caring for him, too.
Well, actually, people who know me very well know that there's a lot of Stuart inside of me. A lot of the insecurity and a lot of the self-doubt and all that stuff. And I think it's in a lot of people. And part of one thing Melody Beattie, who wrote the preface to the book, she wrote Codependent No More. One of the things we were discussing early what she was going to write, and she said something about the book giving people the permission, giving themselves the permission to have the Stuart inside of them.
Oh, and thanks.
I thought that was really nice, because I think there are parts of all of us that are very vulnerable and very, you know, can be stupid at times. And mm-hmm. I think it's okay, you know, it's fine to give yourself permission to do that and not, you know, beat yourself up.
How do you deal with some of the language of the recovery movement, which you mock a lot, but also probably have some respect for, too? Like Stuart's always saying, you know, that, well, this isn't my best show, but that's okay.
Right.
So there's all this, like, affirmation in the language.
Well, affirmations are, I mean, first of all, program has this incredible amount of jargon.
Yeah.
And the jargon is usually just a shorthand for some concept. So all it really is just a way for someone to grasp, hold on to a concept. And most of these concepts are pretty sound. And so, but the jargon can get pretty grating and silly. And yet, when the concept has helped you so much and the way you got to the concept was through the jargon, you kind of hold on to the jargon. So that's Stuart is a program junkie, so he is a jargon junkie. So actually, people send me these things. I got one the other day, which is, fear is a dark room where negatives get developed. Which is a gift through the mail. So... if you're listening and you got good ones, send them to me. Stuart will use them.
What are some of your other favorites?
Another one someone sent to me was, it's easier to put on slippers than to carpet the entire world.
Yes, I like that a lot.
And there's one I'm doing that I heard in program that I'm using this week, because Stuart is going to be on the show this week. He's apologizing for yesterday's show, which is what he always does. And he evidently took Madonna's inventory. And he says, this is a good thing to remember. He says, when you're pointing a finger at someone else, remember there are three fingers pointing back at you.
We're going to take a short break and then talk some more. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Al Franken, writer and performer on Saturday Night Live. Now, tell me your reaction to this aspect of the recovery movement, the people who say humor is a good recovery tool.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stuart believes that.
Yeah.
he says, one of the affirmations is, today I will laugh at least once. And I've already laughed today, so I'm I'm fine.
There are some people in the recovery movement who really do believe that humor is good therapy. So although they are humorless themselves, they have taught themselves like little jokes and little ways to be humorous. And they're very proud of it. And it's mm-hmm. a kind of like prescription for their health. Do you come across people like that? And I wonder how you react to them and how they react to you.
Well, you know, that's funny. As you said that, it's true. And it's the first time I've realized that, which... I can't believe that's the first time I realized that. Thank you for no, it is true. There are people who because there are laughter in these rooms. By the way, there's much. I've gone to some open AA meetings, and there's a lot more laughter in Alcoholics Anonymous than in Al-Anon, which is really unfair if you think about it. But no, there are. You're absolutely right. There are people who just by nature have no sense of humor, but know that it's a good thing and are working on it. and it's a really, really ugly thing to observe. But God bless them. But there are actually some very, very funny people in these. Actually, you know, the people have a preconception of people who go into program and it's just, you know, it's kind of wrong. But there are, some are thicker than others. You'll be in a room, and some will be thicker than others.
I think one of the really funniest Stuart Smalley sketches that you did for Saturday Night Live was about the genocide of the Kurds right after the war in the Gulf. Why don't I play an excerpt of this?
Hello, I'm Stuart Smalley. I've had a hard time focusing on myself this week because I've been so upset about what's happening in Iraq to the Kurds. It has been just a horrendous week for them. And so today I have decided to share my experience, strength, and hope with any Kurds who might be watching. First of all, when I've had a bad week, I try to recite, to remember to recite the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, you are a Kurd. Can you change your situation? Probably not. It's out of your control. But what can you change? Your attitude. You are angry, and that's okay. You're entitled to your anger. You're angry at President Bush because he urged you to rebel against Saddam Hussein, and then he abandoned you. He made a mistake, which is okay. President Bush is not perfect. He's a human being. Human beings make mistakes. And you're angry at Saddam Hussein, who is a very sick person, who obviously hates himself and is taking it out on you.
Al Franken, what gave you the idea of viewing genocide in the language of the recovery movement?
This actually, in your introduction to that, it was the first time I've heard genocide and funniest in the same sentence. I guess it's just that, you know, recovery as said from earlier in the interview, I believe recovery works. It just has its limits. And Stuart is a character who is a recovery addict, and his whole life is seen through the prism of recovery. So he just wanted to comfort the Kurds, and it was sort of meant to sort of highlight the limit of recovery. And also, it's really one of the concepts that I have a tough time with in recovery is higher power and turning your will over to the higher power. Because as I'm Jewish and I was born in 1951, I had sort of the Holocaust pounded into my head. And so it's always very hard for me to sort of turn my will over to a loving higher power who could have allowed that to happen. So, but again, higher power in the program is how you've come to understand him. And I work on that, So to me, what was happening to the Kurds that week was one of those, one of those historical events which makes me doubt the existence of a benevolent higher power.
Now, have you met John Bradshaw, one of the heroes of the recovery movement?
You know, I have. I was talking to him about doing something together, and that thing's on hold right now. But we actually did discuss humor and recovery and the fact that if he did something with me, he might be criticized and that kind of thing. But he just said that, some people are at a more advanced stage of recovery than others, and that there are people don't think stuff is funny. But I have run into very, very little of that, really.
So what would you be doing with John Bradshaw?
Well, in the book, there's a little section where you follow Stuart goes to the National Shame Conference to speak, and he feels like a fraud because all the other speakers there are recovery professionals, and Stuart, you'll remember, is not a licensed therapist. So Stuart actually kind of feels ashamed to be at the National Shame Conference, and he speaks there, and he's sort of over-prepared in a lot of ways. He has, like, slides and tapes and film and stuff like that, and it just becomes a disaster, and he runs off stage and cries and stuff like that, and John Bradshaw comforts him in the book, and I was... There was a I was talking to HBO about doing this as a little episode.
Yes, he writes, I forgot to tell you John Bradshaw is the featured speaker at the conference. Somebody pinch me.
Yeah, he's Stewart to some extent is a Bradshaw wannabe. Bradshaw is his hero.
I can imagine that if you were at a fellowship meeting and somebody got up and wanted to say, I'm upset, but I have a right to my anger, that they wouldn't be able to say it because it would sound so absurd after having heard Stuart Smalley say it.
There are people who have said to me that after, and these are people who enjoy the character, who are in recovery, who say that they do feel a little stupid saying some of the saying some of the things they've heard Stuart say. But I think that might be, I don't think that's bad.
Al Franken is a writer and performer on Saturday Night Live. Our interview was recorded last year. His book and tape are called I'm Good Enough, I'm Smart Enough, and Doggone It, People Like Me. This is Fresh Air.